Many factors contribute to the state's high black male incarceration rate, and there are just as many possible solutions. That's what dozens told us at a special WUWM and Milwaukee Public Television Town Hall Forum on May 20th. The event at Centennial Hall of the Milwaukee Public Library was part of our series, Black Men in Prison. The evening started with panelists sharing their top solutions to prevent men from going to prison and to reduce the chance of recidivism. Here are some comments from seven of the experts appearing in the following order. Andre Brown of Project Return, Clarence Johnson of Wisconsin Community Services, Lois Quinn of UWM's Employment and Training Institute, Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn, William Harrell of the Prison Ministry Table of the Saints, Republican State Representative Rob Hutton of Brookfield, and Democratic State Senator Nakia Harris of Milwaukee.
Opportunity and resources for these neighborhoods. That's what needs to be in these neighborhoods from a government standpoint and from the business community. There has to be a sense of forgiveness and a sense of working with the ex-offender. There can't be an attitude of we have to keep the ex-offender at bay because of the stigma. The business community has to include the ex-offender, this population. And society as a whole has to provide some form of forgiveness.
If you listen and read too much media information, begin to believe that black men are inherently bad and bound for prison, let's get rid of that notion. I think that is a major, major problem.
We talk seriously about spending $1 billion in taxpayer money for a new Bradley Center, a new auditorium, and new recreational facilities. We talk seriously about spending a fortune building a double-decker freeway to Waukesha. We think the most precious assets we have are those things we build that we spend so much money for when the most valuable things we have are our people.
From the point of view of the police department, the single thing we need to do to reduce the levels of incarceration is to reduce the levels of victimization in our most disadvantaged neighborhoods. We took a look at our data in the six zip codes that were identified as producing the most individuals who are incarcerated. And we found that those six zip codes represent just 26% of the city's population, but 44% of its crime victims. Those six zip codes result in 63% of our homicide victims live in those zip codes. 67% of our victims of non-fatal shootings come from that 26% of the population. 55% of our victims of aggravated assaults, 53% of our robbery victims come from the same zip codes the offenders come from.
We have several faith-based organizations that are trying to step up to the plate, but we need everybody to step up to the plate, not just the church. The church is where things start correctly, but we need society at large to help out in mentoring. I mean, you're just looking at these kids and seeing what they're going through. Oh, look at them. They're going in the wrong direction. Well, go and talk to those children. A word of wisdom, man, goes a long way. Talk to these babies.
As I've spent years involved in prison outreach, you know, you leave those prisons with two fundamental questions. Number one is you ask the question of those that you rub shoulders with, how in the world did they get here? And for those inmates that you talk to that are going to be out in a week or a month or a few years, the next question is, what are the realities that they're going to exceed expectation and actually be able to sustain being free post their incarceration? And those that we're able to talk to really follow two paths. Those that say, I'm going to leave with a shirt on my back and a few quarters to make a few phone calls, and I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that it works. And those that say, I have a plan because I've been able to re-engage with either family or an organization that is going to come alongside me, support me, that will actually give me a fighting chance.
I think we've all agreed that there is no one way to handle this problem in our community. It's a multifaceted approach that we have to take. And one way is by making sure that there are programs like treatment and aversion programs in the community, and that they are well-funded so that people who are nonviolent offenders who may have an addiction can get the treatment that they deserve and need. We really have an issue where we have to resolve it quickly so that we can put families back together.
A special Lake Effect broadcast, May 23rd, features an hour-long version of the town hall conversation. MPTV's Black Nouveau will air a 30-minute portion on June 11th. You can find all the reports in the Black Men in Prison series on the Milwaukee Public Radio and the Milwaukee Public Television websites.